Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part six in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Part of the consequence of breaking trust is that sometimes relationships end. And that it is very painful. And we do crazy things to make, we go out of our way and do insane things to make sure that a relationship doesn't end. But sometimes they have to. But it is off, but it's why they're scary is because somebody that you care for can decide not to be in a relationship with you and you have no control of it. That's scary. And that's why it's important to continually do those trustworthy things. Because if we think about it, what is in your control is how you choose to do or not do trustworthy things. And if someone doesn't trust you and you are doing trustworthy things, that is not on you. Like, you can only do what you can. So do trustworthy things.
You can choose to trust again. In other words, you can choose to trust again, but you can't force other people to trust.
Yep. And that is the painful but honest truth.
Yeah.
If you continually push yourself to be more trustworthy, to have more integrity, there will be stronger relationships for you. And just like you, the people around you that have cut you off, they can learn to trust again too. And it might happen with you. But don't cut off your ability or desire to trust because someone in your life decided not to trust you. Because you can't control if someone trusts you or not. You can control if you do trustworthy things though. So focus on the thing that you can control. Don't let somebody else's bad choices impact you in a way where you do something dumb. You do something distrustful.
Yeah, that's really good. I think to kind of bring this, land the plane and bring this home, I think the hopeful thing here is I've seen it time and time again. Again, we don't want to give people like a false, realistic expectation. Like you said, some things don't repair and it's outside of our control. But by and large, if you begin to do trustworthy things over time, when you put those two things together, doing trustworthy things and the second thing, time, just for a long period of time, things do tend to repair. It will result in good things. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but it means like that is a recipe though for your life. For your quality of life, to go back to the quote you said earlier, Austin, your quality of life will improve if you do trustworthy things over time.
Yeah. The over time part of that, it is one of my favorite things that I remember being told about how long will this take? It will take longer than you want. Like, just know that. It's going to take longer than you want. So that means, like, so why are you doing these trustworthy things? It begs the question, oh, I'm doing these trustworthy things. I'm only going to do it for a month. And if you don't trust me after a month, then I'm just giving up on trust. That doesn't make sense. Like, it's, I'm going to do trustworthy things for the people around me today. And then I'm going to go do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. And the quality of your relationships will improve that you are involved in. It will probably take more time to repair the relationships that are broken, that have deep, deep wounding, and it'll take a lot longer. And if you can let go of that part of it and just do what you know you can do, things will improve. It's just going to take longer than you think. But in that process, it's not wasted time. You are building healthier relationships with other people. And because I'm a hopeful person, and I always will be, no matter how much people try to, or I try to beat it out of myself. It's going to happen. You will have better relationships if you're working on being a more trustworthy person every day. It's just going to look different. But it's a good different.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back soon with a new conversation. We'll see you then.